Text is from Philippians chapter 1, these words, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more." Our text from the very Word of God, we cannot just simply love. We cannot just simply love someone. The emotion of love to drag our minds and bodies down a road of life experiences like some trailer that's lost a wheel, lurching this way and that down 35W, sparks flying both from the axle and the skeg of the motor that had been forgotten to be raised at the landing. If you've ever seen that, you know what I mean. Trailer holding on for dear life, seemingly, as the truck continues down the road, or the driver blissfully unaware of what is happening behind. Well, that's what love can do. Love that drags our hearts and our minds and souls down the road of life and does so destructively. And we simply allow it to do so, thinking, well, it's love. I can't help it. I can't control it. No matter what it does, what love does to me, my health, my friends, or family, it's love. It's in control. Well, that's nice. It's nice, but it's not true. Not true. At least according to the Word of God, according to our text. For there, the Philippian Christians are told that they are definitely to love one another, but to do so, to love one another along with knowledge and discernment. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the Philippians were to learn what to love and how. How to love what they loved. The Philippians were to learn what to love and how to love what they loved. If they did not, that is, if the Philippians simply loved but did not love with knowledge and discernment, the Philippians would not know what to approve in this life as excellent. So to be blameless in the day of Christ, to be filled with the fruit of righteousness. So when we're moved to love something or someone, perhaps, the first question we should ask ourselves in our minds is whether or not we should even love that person or thing. And then a second question, how is it? How is it we are to love them? How is it? So follow me here. Here I think of the footage on the local news that I would see every summer growing up out west, and you have the same thing here. We have it here in Minnesota. Footage of a young 4-H'er standing next to her prize sheep at the county fair or the state fair, crying, bawling, tears flowing down her dusty face as that sheep, her sheep, being auctioned eventually to be slaughtered. We've all seen that. We've all seen it on the news. But the fact of the matter is, the animals on the farm, they're farm animals. They're there on the farm to produce eggs or milk or wool, but eventually to provide meat, food, for mankind, as we read in Genesis chapter 9, right after the flood, words to Noah, words of God. Every living thing that moves shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. That's Genesis 9:3. Returning to our 4-H'er, crying 4-H'er, to whom our hearts go out every time we see it. What was the problem? What's the problem? Well, the problem was that little girl or boy, in raising the animal and taking care of it and grooming it and watching it grow, had grown attached to it, had learned to love it and love it deeply, and so was devastated with the reality of the situation at the fair. But that 4-H-er was going to continue in farming, raising animals. She or he had to learn to guard their hearts, guard their minds as they cared for animals, or they simply could not do it. For if they loved every chicken, every sheep, every cow raised to the extent that they became farm pets instead of farm animals, the farm couldn't be a farm, and eventually it would go under. A harsh reality. A lesson learned in love, in loving with knowledge, loving with discernment. I know it's a tough example. Now in Scripture, we hear about four different types of love. Four, not just three. God's Word, and you've heard about this before, but I'll recap for you. God's Word speaks of an eros type of love, a romantic love, an erotic love that's an extreme desire for someone physically, and that should be reserved for marriage. Scripture also talks about a phileo type of love, a brotherly love, a love between friends. Bible also alludes to a love that the Greeks called storge, and that is an instinctual love. That's a love that a mother shows her child, or the love of children towards their parents. And of course, the Word of God refers again and again and again to an agape love. That is a divine, godlike love, a love that does not change, even though the things that it loves changes. Now, the challenge here, of course, is learning which love goes where in our lives. Now that's the challenge. Which love goes where in our lives? That is what or whom we are to love and how it is we are to love them. We cannot love, for example, our children unconditionally to the extent that we cease to be their parent. We can't love a friend as we love our spouse. We can't love an object, a hobby, a pursuit, a career to the extent that it becomes our God. So how to love as we should is kind of like how to tighten a nut on a thread with a wrench. Now, when I was a child, I thought that all that I needed to do to tighten a nut on a thread was to grab a crescent wrench. You know, the crescent wrench, one size fits all, just to any nut. And I'll take that crescent wrench and I would crank away as hard as I could to tighten that nut, and I would be successful, sort of. Sometimes I'd strip the threads out of the nuts. Other times I'd round off the nuts with a wrench. So eventually I had to abandon that one size fits all crescent wrench, and I had to learn which exact size of wrench to use with which nut and how tight, in fact, to tighten the nut. And that's when I learned about torque wrenches. It was rarely the same from application to application. So love. Rarely the same from application to application, from person to person. By now you may be wondering about the love mentioned in our text, the love in which we are bound more and more. We are to abound more and more with knowledge and with all discernment. And that love with which we are to abound more and more, it's divine love. That's no surprise. It's divine love. It's agape love. It's the love shown by our Father in heaven for us. The love shown by our Father in heaven for us and His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And demonstrated in the sacrifice of Christ for us on the cross. The willing sacrifice of Christ for us who have a hard time discerning and knowing just exactly what and how we are to love the things and people around us. Well, here is love. So our Father in heaven, here is love, agape love, divine love. I'll make you my children, and I will do so by sacrificing my Son, my only begotten Son, for you, covering your misuse and misunderstanding of love with His blood, so that I can forgive you and do forgive you. I'll then raise Him from the dead and give Him all power and authority in heaven and earth, and we will then, He and I, will send you our Holy Spirit so that you too can love not just with a phileo love or an eros love or a storge love, That is with loves that are of this world and for this world. But so that you can love with an otherworldly love, a divine love, a love that never ends for those around you. That is love. That is my love for you expressed in my Son, Jesus Christ. That is a love, this agape love, my love which suffers. And you know where I'm going here. We have to go there. It's a sermon on love. We have to go to 1 Corinthians. And we should. To love which suffers and is kind, a love that does not envy, love that doesn't parade itself around, it's not puffed up, it's not rude or self-centered, it's not provoked, doesn't think evil, love that doesn't rejoice with wrongdoing, that rejoices in the truth, love that bears all things and believes all things and hopes all things and endures all things, a love that never ends. That's agape love. So our Heavenly Father, it's agape type of love. You know, it's the very first fruit of the Holy Spirit within us, this love, right? From Galatians 5. Very first one, love, agape love. Here on this earth, it's a love that expresses itself within those other types of love. That is, as we love our children and our friends and our spouses, we as Christians, the divine love, the agape love of God being poured out upon us in Jesus, yes, we as Christians, we express this divine love as we love within this world. Yes, yes, this takes discernment and it takes knowledge, but the end result is not only that in this love can we love rightly, but we can also approve the things of which we should approve. And remain blameless in our Lord and Savior Jesus. We do need so much help with love, don't we? How often in our lives have we messed this up? Well, let's begin today. Again, to love more and more and more, but now with knowledge and discernment through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.